For just the second time since 1995, the New York Yankees fell short of reaching the Major League Baseball playoffs, and this left Brian Costa and his colleagues at the Wall Street Journal in a bind. With the Yankees out of the picture, which franchise should fans root against during this postseason? To help solve the problem, Costa and his colleagues created the Major League Baseball Hateability Index. So, Brian, first, tell us what factors go into a hateability index.
Well, you know, we thought about all the things that make people feel contempt or hate toward a certain team the way people have toward the Yankees for so many years. Part of it is winning, right, because people sort of resent that. Mm-hmm. So we looked at championships won. We looked at payroll, and we counted if there's a player who'd been suspended for performance-enhancing drugs in their roster. We scored teams a point for that. And then we took some other things, the style aspects. You had one of these sort of fat, furry, fuzzy mascots that don't seem to have anything to do with the team. You got a point for that.
Wait a minute. Wait, stop. I thought people were supposed to love those lovable mascots.
Well, I think people do love them in a sort of like Barney the Dinosaur way on children's shows. But, you know, if you watch the Rays and you see this sort of, you know, haggard-looking, furry character named Raymond walking around, you know, you don't really know what he's doing there or what connection he has to the team.
All right, so after crunching the numbers and including some sort of factor of furry and unlovable mascots, what did you and your colleagues find?
Well, not a huge surprise. The winner of our hateability index was the team that people think are sort of like the new Yankees now, which is the Los Angeles Dodgers. Mm. Most of their strong score, I would say, came from just the sheer volume of their payroll.
Now, I was surprised to see that the Pittsburgh Pirates, the underdogs coming off 20 straight losing seasons, received a higher score than the Tampa Bay Rays, the Oakland A's, and the Cleveland Indians. What is there to hate about the Pirates?
Well, you know, some people may feel that they've become too much of a media darling now, that everyone is saying, oh, well, you have to root for the Pirates. And one of the ways we scored points for media attention is for every Sports Illustrated cover you appeared on this year, you got a demerit for that. So the Pirates scored big on that. The Pirates were on two covers this year, so that really hurt them.
I understand that the Oakland A's were the only team penalized in one particular category. What was all that about?
That's right. Well, we thought about the various things that could cause resentment, and we came up with one, which was if your general manager has been played by Brad Pitt in a movie, you get a demerit on our scale. So, lo and behold, there was only one, Billy Beane of the Oakland Athletics. Mm.
So you didn't go back far enough to penalize the Red Sox for having Jimmy Pearsall being played by Tony Perkins?
No, good memory, though. We did not go that far back.
Now, if the Yankees had made the playoffs this year, as they, of course, are accustomed to doing, is it safe to assume that they would have scored highest on your hateability index?
Oh, I think the Yankees would still have a sort of record-shattering hateability score. I didn't take the time to calculate it because they're not in here, but I think, you know, it would be like one of those vaunted home run records that no one else will touch for a while.
I would think that Alex Rodriguez might single-handedly push them to the top of the charts.
That's he could probably have a spot on his own on the chart and compare with some teams pretty well. His single hateability is pretty high.
Brian Costa is a national baseball writer for the Wall Street Journal, and you can link to his article, Which Team Should You Hate, at onlyagame.org. Brian, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Thanks, Bill.
Let's turn this into a more positive discussion. Which of the baseball teams currently in the postseason do you love, and why? Please let us know about them by visiting facebook.com/onlyagameradio. They say them haters out to kill go, but I'm blocking haters like them players from the Super Bowl. What is a hater, you ask? Let me explain. A person who hoping you